Hello, hello. Welcome to Investing Skills, the podcast for you who'd like to become better as an investor. This episode is super short. My name is Fredrik Sandvall and I will talk to you about numbers and get to know your numbers and keep your numbers up to date. So today has been one of those lovely days which you could arguably have your bookkeeper to do all the work, but I actually like to know things how it works inside out myself. I like bookkeeping, I like accounting, I can do both of them. However, today I would like to highlight the importance of having your books in order. Regardless if you like to get the investment as an individual or as a company, the bank would like to see that everything is in order and that you're investable. What does that mean? If you take you as an individual, they usually like to see X amount of months of bank statements, basically as to see how do you manage your money, how much is coming in and out again, and in and out again at least a third time. So every time I've been trying to get a loan, they've very much requested at least 3 months of accounts. Why? So they can start to see your spending habits and patterns. If you really know how you spend your money, that's great, because now you're in a clear minority of people. So that means, how do you really spend the money, in which proportion, on what kind of things? For example, do you have savings as part of your outgoings? Do you have credit cards that you max out? Do you have credit cards that you don't even pay off? I always use charge cards and credit cards and clear them every single month. And I was pleased to see that the credit score is pretty much soon back up to perfect again, which is very much linked to how you manage your credit and how well you repay and deal with things. So as a business, same thing there. They would look upon your last few years of accounts to see that there is some traction, traceability. And obviously, they like to see your profit and loss for the last year, hopefully even for this year. So that means that you got your turnover under control, you know your cost of sales, which means you now know roughly what your gross profit might be. In addition to that, you will have lots of other costs, admin costs, and all of that adds up to, in the end, you got a nice round number of your profit before tax and depreciation. So profit and loss, really, really key. And it's also a really good snapshot if you consider to invest into another business, try to get their latest profit and loss. Just be aware that some people choose to move into the grayscale of things and fudge their numbers, which of course I'm not an advocate of at all. On the contrary, just be aware that you have to sometimes read the numbers with a pinch of salt. And by starting to read profit and loss statements, you will start to see what is normal levels of things in your industry. And the same thing there if you like to invest. So for example, if you take Warren Buffett, he loves to read this. He loves to see the annual statements of any business he would like to get into. And he used to read all of them when there were not too many on the old stock exchange. Now I guess he's doing things slightly more selective. All right, so profit and loss under control. Now let's move into assets and liabilities. Assets and liabilities is basically just a statement of, here are all the assets you might have and here are all your liabilities you might have. These can be divided into like physical assets and also non-physical assets. So for example, real estate might be one thing. You might also have your brand as an intangible value. And if you look upon liabilities, we split them up into like short-term and long-term, see when they are maturing. Basically, see how fast will this company go down, if that's the situation, or what will actually happen, are they stable? By reading the profit and loss and assets and liabilities together, you can get a pretty good picture of any business to see if they are worth to give any more money, if they're worth to buy, or anything in between. All right, so that was a long chat about why numbers matter and it does matter, and try to keep them up to date. So just to give you a few examples of some of the businesses I'm working directly in. One, we have monthly board meetings where all accounts are up to date, where we can see the comparables, the variance from the previous months. We can see how this also matched to the KPIs which we are measuring, and how they match to the long-term goals as well. So by having that produced by, in this case, a bookkeeper and an accountant on a monthly basis, means that we can have everything under control. And then at the end of the year, it's very, very easy to submit the accounts to tax authorities. Why? Because things are in order. The tax money and the value-added tax is already buffered in a savings account and can easily be transferred and paid. Alright, let's take another example of the opposite, where some of my clients have used the shoebox tactic by basically putting all the receipts in a shoebox, and then come the end of the financial year, wait a few months, and then dig it up and hand it over to whoever should deal with it, yourself or someone else. That means ultimately you've got no financial control. You can't manage your business financially, and you will be in a very tricky position very often because you don't know what comes in and what goes out beyond the bank balance. And that's not the best way to run a business. And that also means it's very hard to portray a trustworthy picture to the world if you ever are to raise more money. So those were a few things around having your books and your numbers in order. More about that another time. That's it for this very first episode of Investing Skills by Fredrik Sandvall. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.